Senator Roger Marshall sells more on T-shirts of Fauci after he insulted the senator during a hearing. By Nick Gilbertson on January 20, 2022. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, is selling shirts with Dr. Anthony Fauci's likeness and the phrase moron to help fund his re-election campaign after Fauci called the senator a moron during a Senate Health Committee hearing on January 11. The shirts are made in the United States and are listed for $29 apiece, Marshall's website shows. Proceeds from sales will go to Marshall's re-election campaign in 2026, according to the Daily Mail. During his exchange with Fauci on January 11, Marshall pressed the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, director about his finances. Fauci reportedly earns the highest salary of any employee in the U.S. federal government. Watch below. Breitbart News reported. Marshall's line of questioning visibly irritated Fauci. "I don't understand why you're asking me that question," Fauci said. He then explained that his financial disclosures are made public. In a back-and-forth exchange, Marshall accused big tech giants of hiding Fauci's finances from the public, and Fauci repeatedly called the senator misinformed. Marshall explained that his office could not locate Fauci's financial disclosures online. "Why am I misinformed? This is a huge issue," said Marshall, who continued to question Fauci about his earnings. At the end of the exchange, a hot mic caught Fauci saying, "What a moron. Jesus Christ." Marshall slammed the NIAID director in a tweet after the hearing. The next day, Marshall sent Fauci an official notice demanding copies of his financial disclosures, Breitbart News reported. In part, the letter reads, "As a member of the committee directly responsible for the oversight of NIAID, I expect a direct, transparent, and honest answer. Instead, I was met with a personal insult, deflection, and counter-question as to why financial disclosures are important. At a time when multiple federal officials have stepped down due to questionable financial transactions during the pandemic, these questions are both reasonable and relevant." On January 14, Marshall announced via release from his official government website that he obtained Fauci's 178-page financial disclosure. According to the New York Post, the NIAID director and his wife had $10.4 million in investments at the end of 2020, with $2.3 million in unrealized gains. Marshall appeared on Sean Hannity's show, Hannity, Monday night to speak about his findings in the disclosure, Breitbart News reported. "Yeah, Sean, I think we're over the target. You know, based upon Dr. Fauci's defensive posture and just visibly shaking during that," Marshall began. "This weekend, we were able to prove that Dr. Fauci was wrong. That he lied to Congress, he lied to the American people about the public accessibility of his finances. But now we know why. Dr. Fauci and his spouse made almost $2 million during 2020. A significant amount of these investments are investments in China and Hong Kong," Marshall added later in the interview.